answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps released a new threat against the United States and Israel, warning that if they launch a renewed bombing campaign, there will be serious consequences for the entire region. The IRGC put out a statement saying if the aggression against Iran is repeated, the regional war that was promised will this time go beyond the borders of the region, and you will be dealt crushing blows in places you do not expect, and you will fall into the abyss of defeat and destruction. This threat comes as President Trump says he was just an hour away from deciding to strike Iran earlier this week and is giving the regime a few additional days to reach a deal.
How close were you to striking Iran?
I was an hour away. We were all set to go. You're talking about yesterday.
Yes.
We were going to be striking very, it would have been happening right now. Yeah, it was all done. The boats, the ships are all loaded. They're loaded to the brim.
Loaded to the brim and ready to go. President Trump talking about we are once again at the 11th hour, we decided we will not resume attacking Iran. And he says he did it because one, Pakistan said, I think we might be able to pull a deal out yet. And many of the Arab allies are also saying, let's give it a little more time. President Trump stated the other day, we might resume attacks early next week. I think he's still holding to that timetable, even though he suggested today we might delay. Now, early next week, Monday would be Memorial Day. I don't think we would do it on that day. We might, or that night. We might well do it the next day in resuming attack, or we might not. I don't know exactly how it's going to play out. I'm not privy to it, nor should I be. But the Iranians are ramping up their rhetoric. If you do anything more, you're going to plunge the whole region into a crisis, and we will strike out beyond our current situation. In other words, threatening their Arab neighbors. They've already been doing that. They've been firing drones and missiles into Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, United Arab Emirates. They're making it clear they're going to be against their enemies. So even their enemies do not want them to have a nuclear weapon. And that's the key point. You've got to remind yourself of that and probably remind others. Gas prices are fluctuating again, as you would expect. You're going to hear in the second hour about we're making a change in the blend of gasoline, so that should help again. And, of course, you continue to hear rumblings that will we drop the federal tax on gasoline for a period of time? That's about 18 cents. That would take congressional action. Not likely to happen. And, of course, some states are talking about dropping their state tax. State Representative Teresa Burns has proposed that, but I don't think that's going to go anywhere either. But the key issue is not just the traffic going through the Strait of Hormuz, but Iran refusing on every point of any plan they present should be at the top. We will agree we will stop any effort to build a nuclear weapon. That's what we keep saying is at the top of the list. What is it they don't understand about that? Oh, they understand. They understand, but they think political pressure, that would include inside our nation against Trump, will end up helping them win. So I want you to keep that in mind. Everyone criticizing our war and what we're doing right now, every word gets repeated, uttered, echoed, spread all across Iran, and especially their regime. See, they're putting pressure on Trump. He might wilt. And they're doing the same thing in Europe with the European allies, including NATO members. They're trying to put pressure on Trump to pull back. If it was just a matter of the oil going through the strait, that's one thing, but it is bigger than that. By the way, Trump's coattails are proving very strong. I mean, Kentucky Congressman Massey, GOP, behind his name, Trump had called him the worst Republican congressman in history. He just got ousted by Trump's pick. You're going to hear from Massey later. And, of course, the other day in Louisiana, Senator Cassidy, a Democrat, also ousted. And Trump has now endorsed, of course, Paxton in Texas against sitting Congressman Cornyn. And there were two Georgia GOP justices elected to the Georgia Supreme Court. Trump is still a force to be reckoned with. You don't like him, that's fine. But if he's doing everything he can to protect America and make you and your family safe, why the hell are you fighting against it? Just because you don't like him? Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors, USA. We're here every Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. And yes, we come out of the gate like a bull every time. And I've got a full load of material to get through to get today. Half of what I prepare ends up in the trash or I'd never get to it today, and hopefully we'll carry it over. Program note for you. I am going to be taking a few days off, so we'll be running best of over the next few days because of the Memorial Day weekend and everything else. So expect that. But I'll be back in place Wednesday of next week for sure. The other thing to keep in mind, with Larry Connors USA, you are always going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You're going to leave this hour with more knowledge than you have right now. I promise you that. And here's what we have coming up in our next hour. A Minnesota woman convicted of fraud facing 50 years in prison is saying, you know, I know other Democrats had to know all of this was going on. And they didn't do anything to stop it. They probably stepped in and helped it. And she's raising some serious allegations, questions about Ilhan Omar, congresswoman from Minneapolis in Minnesota. You're going to hear from that woman in our next hour. Later this hour, John LeBoot, never Trumper. John LeBoot is a Reaganite. As I said, never a Trumper, but we're going to discuss what Trump's coattails are doing in the primary and how it could affect not just this primary season, but all the way into the next general election. See what John thinks. And the story behind the story. This month marks the Joplin tornado and also a rash of tornadoes that hit our nation in the month of May. The Joplin tornado claiming almost 160 dead. That's our story behind the story later in this hour. Back to dealing with Iran. Vice President Vance stating it clearly.
We're locked and loaded. We don't want to go down that pathway, but the president is willing and able to go down that pathway if we have to. So what we've done is tried to be as clear as possible. What are our red lines? What are the things that we're willing to be accommodating on? And what are the things that we absolutely must have? And as the president has said ad nauseum, and I think I've said it a lot too, Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon.
That's the simple point. Over and over we state that. And it is never part of their, oh, we have a new proposal. We've got other ideas. You can present all the other ideas you want, but if you don't put that at the top of the list, and of course keeping the strait open, there's no way we're going to find an agreement. And of course we're watching what's happening in Cuba, 90 miles off our shore of Florida. Cuba has drones, obviously supplied by China and our Russia. And we have been blockading oil going into Cuba. And of course, the other day, I think it was Washington Congresswoman, or I can't recall, one of the squad members went down to Cuba with others talking about, oh, it's getting so bad down here, and it's going to get worse. And in fact, it is. Because we have these tensions escalating, one, because of the drones they have in place, and the fact that they were getting oil from Venezuela until we took Maduro out and took over Venezuela. No more oil is coming from Venezuela. And on Democracy Now!, which is a leftist standing outlet, they had a reporter on the ground in Cuba. Now, I don't dispute what he's saying. And I also want to take a note to make you understand what he's describing that does affect people. People. Not the regime. They're all fat and happy. Please listen.
In Cuba, it's very clear to any of us here that we're witnessing an unfolding humanitarian crisis, which has been long in the creation, largely man-made, but which is now getting worse every passing day. Why? We're now 4 months into an oil blockade imposed by the Trump administration. And in those 4 months, only one Russian oil tanker carrying just over 700,000 barrels of oil and a trickle of oil from Florida that only goes to the private sector has come in. And anyone with common sense, regardless of political ideology, can see that a country that doesn't have oil in this day and age can't run, can't sustain life. And so I've just come back from a reporting trip in eastern Cuba. Eastern Cuba is far poorer than where I'm speaking from you today in Havana, the capital. And it's harrowing to see results. It's harrowing to see the immiseration of the entire population, almost the entire population, particularly the vulnerable. So a few examples. Hunger is rising in Cuba.
Hunger is rising. Farmers have tractors that have been delivered to them previously, but they've got no diesel fuel. They cannot plow the fields. They cannot plant. And it's increasing. And there is no easy way off at this point. Again, as always, like in Iran, it's the people that suffer. Tourism is generally open to international travel in Cuba, but with these fuel shortages and blackouts, nobody wants to go there from any part of the world. And they're also reporting outbreaks of various viruses because, again, health sanitation issues are surfacing. It is a dire situation. It's going to get worse. Now, coming up, the most bizarre Illinois program depicting white people and cops as mosquitoes creating color blindness. I make this, I'm not drinking Jack early in the morning. Not this early. I'll have that story coming up in just a moment. But first, Kentucky Congressman Massey losing to the Trump-endorsed candidate. He made a concession speech, pretty bizarre.
I would have come out sooner, but I had to call my opponent and concede, and it took a while to find Ed Gowrine in Tel Aviv. I did get the call through, though. I have called and conceded the race. We've been honorable the whole time, and we're going to stay that way.
Yeah, until you make that remark. Aha, laughing that I tried to call my candidate, former Navy SEAL, Kentucky farmer, and backed by President Trump, Ed Gowrine, but I took a while to find him in Tel Aviv. That's reference to Israel and the support that Massey has never been voting for. And his followers, I'm not going to say they're all anti-Semitic, but they definitely don't understand what's at stake in Israel. And that should be and has been our closest ally in the Middle East. And he's mocking the fact, Gallerin's probably in Tel Aviv. Ha ha. Let me give you something really funny. And again, I kid you not. I don't make this up. I have to give credit to my boots on the ground in Chicago, Andrew, for bringing it to my attention. It's from the Washington Free Press, so I know Andrew didn't make it up either. Title: J.B. Pritzker administration depicts white people, cops, as mosquitoes in microaggression training that rails against, quote, color blindness. The Illinois Department of Human Rights offering to provide private sector, government, and public participants this issue, and it shows a black woman torching mosquitoes with a flamethrower. This is how your taxpayer money is being spent in Illinois. The Washington Free Beacon said all of this is meant to increase your knowledge in Illinois of an awareness and prevention of discrimination and harassment issues and offer solutions to employees on how to respond to what they define as microaggression. Everyday verbal, nonverbal, environmental slights, snubs, insults, intentional or non-intentional, that communicate hostile, derogatory, negative messages. This training divides such microaggression into two categories, those that are race-based and those that go beyond race. The former category includes color blindness, which the training says denies a person of color's racial ethnic experience. It also includes the assumption that they are criminals. For example, as cited in their training, a store owner follows a customer of color around the store and then makes a statement, well, my best friend is black. He said, that's microaggression. All of this under the training in the video titled How Microaggressions Are Like Mosquito Bites. And there's that video depicting a blonde white woman who calls a black woman well-spoken while they wait at a bus stop. The white woman transforms into a mosquito that bites the black woman and begins sucking her blood. Similar scenes play out as a microaggressing mosquito says things like, your English is so good, we have to keep the Redskins' name. Police officers, meanwhile, presented as mosquitoes that carry strains that can kill you. This is the latest example, as pointed out by, again, the Washington Beacon, how Pritzker, who believes he can be a 2028 presidential candidate and has been embracing far-left cultural politics, believes that this will break through to everyone understand what we're all about here. That means I'm going to push woke, DEI, and everything else on you again. This is the Illinois Department of Human Rights running this training. The Free Beacon journalist attended a May 15 seminar along with other participants. And they got, at the end of the session, certificates of completion signed by the Department of Rights, recognizing that white people, cops, are kind of mosquitoes, and they lead to color blindness. They point out, again, in the piece by the Beacon, the reporter who was there, I had somebody in one of my classes that thought the woman with a flamethrower was overreacting, using a flamethrower against mosquitoes. But for the most of them, you know, that's fun. That's fun. It's funny. Right. Coming up, John LaBute. Plus the story behind the story, the Joplin tornado. Lock and load. Ready. On the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Another day, must be another roofer in town. John, Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying gesund height, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesund height is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes. The German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. True comfort is something you should feel every day in your home. It's the quiet of your mornings, the consistency of your indoor temperature, the way your home feels season after season. With Renewal by Anderson, from consultation through installation, everything is handled by one experienced team, built around your home, your schedule. Our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl, built for extreme temperatures. And right now, you can save 20% off your entire project. Plus, take an additional $100 off every window and door, up to $1,000. 20% off the entire project. Flexible financing is available, but you need to call by April 30th. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAnderson.com. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAnderson.com. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL. Larry Connors USA.
My next guest often sparks fire with the listeners. He is a congressman from New York, elected originally with the Reagan team, and he is a Reaganite. He also wrote the book Harvard Hates America. He's a strong Republican, but he is not a Trumper, a never Trumper. John Lebouthier, glad to have you with us, sir. Welcome.
Larry Connors, great to hear your wonderful voice again.
Oh, here you go again. You're gonna supply me with so many niceties.
That's not what works on you. It's pure whiskey works on you.
You got it. We'll drink. We'll share that idea. So, John, let me read this to you and get your response. This is from Breitbart, which I'll point out to the audience. They should know it's a right-wing publication, but here's the way it's written. President Trump on Tuesday scored another victory in the revenge campaign against GOP critics, flexing his grip on the Republican Party, talking about specifically ousting Thomas Massie, Republican of Kentucky. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I think no one can doubt that Donald Trump is the king of the GOP. And if you cross him, if you criticize him, he'll come after you. And Republican primary voters love Trump, and that you'll be punished for crossing him.
And you know,
that's inside the Republican Party. Outside the Republican Party, he is really a very unpopular president. Independents have fled. Three-quarters of them are anti-Republican now. Obviously, the Democrats are anti-Trump. So November is going to be a different story than these primaries are.
All right. Now, on that point, the other day on Meet the Press, Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland said Democrats do have momentum, and he says not just the midterm, but even for the later, the general election, you're looking at a personality cult, that all the Trump supporters are a personality cult.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not philosophy. It's not like we're conservative and you got to support. Trump is, he's aphilosophical. There is no Trump philosophy. Because he'll espouse something today and completely reverse it tomorrow.
Not that any other president or politician has done that, but go ahead.
No. Well, I don't think Reagan did. I mean, Reagan was a committed conservative for 40 years. And
Well, he was a Democrat before that. He was a Democrat before that.
He's a conservative Democrat before
okay,
that.
Okay.
And when the party went left, as he said, I didn't leave the party left me.
No.
Well, you know, I mean, I think Reagan, you know, Reagan got people to support him because they loved him. Trump gets people to support him because they fear him. And that's okay. He's got a unified Republican Party.
Now, when you say fear,
but they're getting nothing done. They've got the House and Senate, and they get nothing done. Nothing.
Well, we do know that if the GOP does not hold the House, he definitely will be a lame duck president the last 2 years here. Now, the other day, he also got Senator Cassidy of Louisiana. And Senator Kennedy of Louisiana said, I'm not picking anything or not saying anything at this point about the other primary candidates after they ousted Cassidy third in the primary race. He said, unless they say something about my mama, he's going to keep his powder dry.
Right. Well, now yesterday, as we know, Trump endorsed Ken Paxton over John Cornyn
right.
in next Tuesday's runoff in Texas. And here's the significance of that. Paxton will probably win the runoff and be the nominee, but Cornyn will still be the senator from Texas for the next 8 months, 7 months. And that's so he and Cassidy and Tillis and Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins, that's five. And Mitch McConnell is six. That's six Republicans now who are anti-Trump out of 53. So Trump is going to have trouble getting stuff through the Senate now.
But he's been able to do it, and they have been in the Senate anyway. I mean, he has been able to get some things moving.
Not much. I mean, he's been pushing them to get rid of the filibuster, and they won't do it. He's been pushing this billion-dollar thing, part of which is supposed to go for the ballroom. That's going nowhere. He hasn't really gotten as much done as he could have with a unified government. He's got the White House, the House, and the Senate, and they've done almost nothing.
I would disagree with that, but rather than dwelling on that, let's talk about where we stand going forward, as you mentioned, into the primaries, and then, of course, the general election when we finally get there. Who do you see coming out of the ranks behind him, Rubio or Vance?
So there's a Trump primary, I guess. Where for 20, you're talking about 2028
right.
presidential race.
Right.
And he's the one who keeps promoting the two of them. And wouldn't they make a great ticket and so forth, which they probably would. I dare say Rubio probably nationally would end up being more popular than Vance because he's been around longer. He's run. I don't think most people know Vance, and I don't think they particularly like him or dislike him or pay much attention to them. There are going to be a lot of other people running.
Now,
and depending on how this November goes, there's going to be Republicans who are anti-Trump who are going to reappear and run against Trump in the 2028 primaries and say, hey, this guy cost us the House, the Senate. He did this stupid war in Iran.
One moment.
Yeah.
Why do you call it a stupid war? We're trying to keep Iran from having a nuclear weapon.
I'm not calling it a stupid war. I'm saying this is what a candidate running in 2028
So you agree? Say. You agree what Trump is doing with Iran at this point?
No, well, I don't. I don't think it was done the right way.
John, choose a side.
Yeah.
Choose a side. I mean,
no. My side is very clear. You go to war when you get the country behind you, and you explain, you know, to the country, primetime address from the Oval Office, the level of seriousness that we're about to embark on, the sacrifice I'm going to ask you, the people, to make and I have a lot of allies coming with us and so forth. He didn't do any of that.
But he didn't need to.
And the result is...
He didn't need to.
You see... Yeah, he did need to, because it's now 83 days long.
The War Powers
Act. Gas prices are killing people.
But the people are not dying because of the gas prices. But yes, they're upset with them. And the Strait of Hormuz is part of it. But I keep thinking, shouldn't we not consider the bigger picture? And I know some people are suffering. I do not take any glee in that. And I don't care what political stripe they have. I am concerned for them and their family. But I'm more concerned about Iran having a nuclear weapon. And our NATO allies are sitting on their butts at the time.
Well, but maybe we could have had more allies had Trump tried to get them on board before he unilaterally started bombing.
They all knew what was going
on. They were never even consulted about
it. I don't think we have to consult a foreign power for that.
It was well, wait a sec. I mean, why not? We talked to Israel about it. Why after you do it, then you say to NATO, "Oh, you have to come with us."
Well, and we also talked to
NATO. Wait a second.
We also talked to other Arab neighbors, nations. They were aware of what was going to happen, and they fear it as well.
Well, that's true. But the model for this thing was that when we went in and pushed Saddam out of Kuwait, that was the model of how to do it. You round up a huge coalition. It splits up not just the financial cost and the sailors and airmen and all that you need, but you have unity among these allies to push what you want.
All right.
That was not done here.
That's
Japan
correct.
Japan wasn't told.
All right.
NATO wasn't told. It was Israel and the United States, and no other country was involved.
All right. I want to give you a good last 30 seconds here. I doubt my question has any validity with you, but you're not affected by the Long Island Railroad strike, are you?
It's over. It only lasted 3 days.
Yeah.
Yes, I was affected.
Were you?
I already had to go into the city twice during the 3-day strike to bring someone out here from the city, and the traffic was a mess. The thing was a disaster.
And when you see the fraud that took place, you're going to be more upset. John Labucci.
Oh, man.
Go ahead. We're running out, and I don't want to cut you short. I want to thank you again for your time. You're always an engaging, exciting, and sometimes infuriating guest for many of the listeners and me. But I appreciate it. I highly respect you, John.
Thank you, Larry. Love being on with you. Love your listeners. We'll do it again, I hope, soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you. John Labutier. Coming up, the story behind the story. This month marks the Joplin tornado.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I want to share something with you. Cooking a pizza using coal creates an amazing pizza. Only one place to get it, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. Of course, they offer a wide variety of pasta, but you just visit the website NapoliSTL.com, dine in or take out, and get ready for patio season. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Try it. You can thank me later. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day, because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. True comfort is something you should feel every day in your home. It's the quiet of your mornings, the consistency of your indoor temperature, the way your home feels season after season. With Renewal by Anderson, from consultation through installation, everything is handled by one experienced team, built around your home, your schedule. Our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl, built for extreme temperatures. And right now, you can save 20% off your entire project. Plus, take an additional $100 off every window and door, up to $1,000. 20% off the entire project. Flexible financing is available, but you need to call by April 30th. 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson.com. 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson.com. When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com.
This is News Talk STL.
You can run on.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
May 22nd, 2011.
This is a very dangerous situation. If you are in Joplin, please take cover.
Oh, no. Oh, good. Good God.
It's a massive tornado.
I have not found anyone alive. Only found bodies.
An ordinary Sunday, it became the deadliest tornado of the century. That was only the beginning. What really happened that day? To understand it, we need to go back to 2011. That year is etched onto memory as one of the deadliest, most active tornado seasons on record. Hundreds of lives lost, thousands forever marked. Meteorologists observed troubling signs, aggressive atmospheric fronts, and unusual instability. On April 27th, the atmosphere burst open, unleashing over 200 twisters from the void.
What happened is it was a perfect recipe for a weather alert nightmare.
They tore through the southern and eastern U.S., from Texas to Pennsylvania.
First responders who were here were so busy pulling the living from all of this debris, they were forced to ignore the dead.
As you heard, that storm system spawning the Joplin tornado had numerous other twisters wrapped inside of it. The system reaching all the way, as you heard, from Texas to Pennsylvania. The Joplin tornado itself happened on May 22nd, 2011. 2 days from now would make the official anniversary. But I won't be here on that date, so I wanted to make sure we covered it today in advance of it. The Joplin tornado itself, if we specify just that, it basically entered the area in Newton County, Missouri, just east of the Missouri-Kansas state line. And it, at that time, it was maybe an F1, maybe more F0, but then it quickly intensified, moving east-northeast quickly up to EF1, then EF4. Then into EF5, you're talking about winds of 200 miles an hour, in excess of 200 miles an hour. And when that E5 ripped through Joplin, you ended up having at least 150 to 160 killed that day. Others died later. And some developed a very rare and deadly fungus if they survived, because of the wounds open, of the things that were thrown into the open wounds they had. The first hit west of Joplin was about 5:34 that day, Central Time, on May 22nd, 2011. Of course, we got word of it here in St. Louis. At the time, I was with Channel 4 TV, and so we were watching it. And as with nightfall, when it came in, you could tell it was getting worse, but you don't know how bad it is until you get to daylight. I don't know how many disasters I've covered where that basically is a scenario, especially if it happens close to dark or at night. Now, of course, days were long then, as they are now, but then when nightfall did come, you still didn't know how bad the damage was. We put a crew together and rolled out of here around 5 a.m. the next morning. And then made plans on what we're going to do once we got there and what we saw. And I would tell you this now, and I'll probably restate it again later. I have covered a number of tornadoes and a couple of E5s, but I have never walked into a neighborhood or into a neighborhood. I didn't know the area, but I couldn't see anything standing more than 3 to 4 feet high in most areas. I have never seen that massive amount of devastation from a tornado. We were working on setting up a dual broadcast from Joplin with KMBC in Kansas. I don't know if we ever got it set up. I only know what we were trying to do. And we were also worried about lightning strikes constantly popping off around us the day after the tornado. Storm, it was still a very stormy and threatening season and time. As I said, the swath of this entire system, going all the way from Texas up to Pennsylvania, Mississippi was one of those target zones.
In less than 60 seconds, the tornado had destroyed half the homes in town. The strongest tornado to hit Mississippi in more than 50 years.
These are the most devastating storms and tornadoes this community has seen since at least 1974.
For 4 days, a storm of biblical scale swept through the region. Nearly 360 tornadoes carved a path of destruction. Textbooks would later refer to it as the 2011 super outbreak.
The huge outbreak of tornadoes in late April 2011 was so bad that it earned a special name, Super Outbreak of 2011. Only once before, April 1974, did an outbreak get named a super outbreak.
Locals barely had time to catch their breath before the dust settled. Tragedy struck again. On May 22, 2011, Joplin faced the costliest tornado in modern U.S. history.
That is all part of a documentary, as are all of these sound bites you're hearing, from a documentary by a group called Sky Whisper. So they deserve credit for that compilation, and I'm lifting pieces off of it. But again, it was designated a super outbreak, and it was the day of the twister.
4 p.m., a thunderstorm appeared on radar. It rapidly intensified into a supercell that it merged with another, forming a spiraling vortex thousands of feet tall. Air begins to spin like a drill. A mesocyclone locked onto Joplin like a target. 5:09 p.m. The National Weather Service issued a tornado warning for Jasper and Newton. The countdown began.
We are in western Joplin, so that's looking to the northwest. As we mentioned before, a high precipitation supercell, so that means you're not going to be able to see a tornado if there, in fact, is one on the ground. Right now, it looks like we just have some reports of a funnel cloud.
5:17 p.m., the warning was updated. 28 sirens wailed across the city. Emergency alerts echoed on the radio, TV, and weather channels. This time, the storm would teach a harsh lesson. Sirens aren't always heard, especially with windows closed. The hills and valleys created sound distortion, while rain and hail further masked the threat. A survey found 10% of residents, up to 5,000 people, were unaware of the warning. Of the 90% who did, 84% took the NWS alert seriously. 77% said they headed to the safest place they could find.
It's looking ugly.
That's the tornado siren.
Man, look at that.
Well, that's not good.
p.m. On meteorologist screens, the Hook echo became crystal clear. A strike was inevitable.
And as I told you, we drove out early the next morning to head to Joplin. 25, 30 miles before we got there, we could see debris in the trees and all inside the highway. Shock, obviously. Yes, there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
5:34 p.m. The tornado made landfall on Joplin's southwest side.
Public report, meaning that one of their train spotters hasn't seen it, but there's our tower cam.
And that would appear to be a power flash. That could be from a lightning strike, but that is the portion of the storm that we have been concerned with.
Tornado sirens
once again going off in Joplin. Those are definitely power flashes that we are seeing on the ground.
TV networks and phone lines were going down. No way to carry calm professionalism anymore. No need. What they saw was terrifying. In moments, the studio was filled with voices of anxiety and fear.
Take cover.
Yes, please.
Right now. Please, I am telling you to
take cover.
Take cover
right now.
We do have a tornado on the ground.
This is a tornado. Yeah, this is a very dangerous situation. We cannot stress this enough. If you are in Joplin, please take cover.
The broadcast cut out. Darkness begins to swallow the city. 5:37 p.m. Just 3 minutes later, the tornado slammed into St. John's Regional Medical Center. Inside, over 180 patients and medical staff. They had received the warning. Staff followed the protocol, but time was not on their side.
Hospital that's right here cannot take any patients because the hospital has no power. It was hit very, very hard. You can see nearly every window in the hospital has been damaged. The roof severely damaged. Every vehicle in the parking lot is a total loss. They've taken all their critical care patients to a neighboring hospital, and that hospital cannot take any more patients other than life-threatening injuries.
The tornado ravaged the hospital, knocking out the main power and backups. Five patients and one visitor died on the spot.
The building itself was actually, the frame was twisted by the tornado. And it continued.
5:40 p.m. The tornado reaches Joplin's downtown core. Homes are wiped off the map. A security camera captured the street disappearing frame by frame. However, the storm was only gathering force, charging toward Joplin High School. Several wings of the school vanished. Surveillance footage caught the moment wind tore through the hallways. Windows exploded, walls caved, and ceilings crashed down. Had graduation not been relocated to a university campus miles away, it might have been the funeral of 400 more lives. Days later, pieces of the school were found over 60 miles from the city.
And I do know that day, as we were trying to do our broadcast, live at 5 and 6, we had to reconsider because lightning strikes were still prevalent. I recall we were preparing maybe 10 minutes to go on air. I could almost feel the hair on the back of my neck. I knew a lightning bolt, and suddenly it was hit. It apparently hit about maybe a quarter plus mile away and killed a police officer standing in an intersection trying to direct traffic. We eventually decided it was safe enough for us to get our signal up. A church was also hit.
5:42 p.m., nature's blind fury struck the Harmony Heights Baptist Church. Inside, over 50 congregants had taken shelter. The church's pastor was sightless. But tornadoes recognize no sanctity. They don't stop for reverence or human fragility. Three lives were lost. Their bodies were found beneath the crumbled roof. One of them was the pastor's mother.
The best mother a man could ever have. The solo that I sang was a special song that she requested that I sing. Just about the end of the solo is when They let us know that we needed to take cover.
As a symbol of faith and resilience, the church was later rebuilt. 5:43 p.m. Tornado achieved peak intensity. Winds between 155 and 224 miles per hour. EF5, the highest on the enhanced Fujita scale. For comparison, a Formula One car hits that speed at full throttle. But here, no track, no driver, no finish line. Much larger
tornado
scale.
You can see that it was taking out those transformers.
Absolutely.
It continues to push off to the east in Joplin.
Please do not go outside and try to track this storm, folks. You can't see anything outside. It is rain wrapped. This is a dangerous, dangerous situation at this point in time.
And as I walk through some of the neighborhoods and talking to people, they were still in total shock, as if it had just happened seconds before. And people trying to salvage what they could. They could stand. One person told me, I'm standing right here where I know my home should be. I can't really identify anything that looks like my home. As I call him, my boots on the ground correspondent, Andrew in Chicago, said he knew some friends there, and he'd talked to one of them who had two lifelong friends that were going golfing that day. On their golf course, as the storm approached, he warned them, this looks dangerous. They said, oh, we're going to go ahead and move it forward with a FEMA-approved large cocktail and ride it out. Storm hit, and those two men never seen again. And Andrew adds a line I think should be repeated. Some storms take more than homes and lives. They take pieces of your heart, but they can also reveal the strength that remains. And he compares to the fact that all the publicity that circulated, and rightly so, around Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans, but while there was a lot of national coverage for Joplin, they had to get to work immediately on their own, the best they could. And the president did visit in the aftermath on May 29th at a memorial service, President Barack Obama. May 22nd, 2 days from now, the year 2011, the Joplin tornado. Second hour still to come. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. .com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Let's be candid, honest. No out-of-state law firm can represent you better than Under Law. O-N-D-E-R. Hometown roots, attorneys living right here with you and your family. When you suffer an injury because someone else was negligent, Under Law will make sure the other party takes full responsibility. You'll get full compensation, not a backroom deal worked out with some insurance companies. And of course, we're moving into the stormy season. And again, when you have a legitimate claim, you should be properly compensated. Under Law does not toy around with adjusters, investigators, lawyers trained to cheat you of what is rightfully yours. Under Law has already recovered millions for families across Missouri and Illinois. Under wins. Not just a catchy phrase, it's a fact. So I'll repeat it. Under wins. Under Law. .com. O-N-D-E-R. Underlaw.com. Wins.
This is News Talk STL.